Same ground, different sound. You're in Homo Ground. I'm your host, Jack Atcha, and this is episode 175. Welcome to episode 175 of the Homo Ground Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Atcha. You just heard Montclair, New Jersey's Burn and the Brights. Burn and the Brights is comprised of two women, Bernadette Malacarva and Catherine McGowan. They started this project back in 2008. They have a new EP. It came out on November 6th of this year. It's called Heart Wide Open. I've got a few tracks to play for you from that. And you can find more information at burnandthebrights.com. And it's B-E-R-N and the Brights. Homo Ground would like to thank adamale.com for being our sponsor for this episode. Remember, you can still use the code AMPOD over at adamale.com and get 25% off any single item, plus free shipping on your entire order in the USA. On the show today, we have music from St. Paul, Minnesota, New Orleans, and India. It's going to be a really, really good one. Thank you for tuning in and sharing. This next track is Heart Wide Open by Burn and the Brights, and then we're going to play Good Friday As always, you can go to the episode notes, homoground.com/episode175, and find links to any of the musicians on today's episode. Enjoy. That track was called Lisa Frank Notebook from St. Paul, Minnesota's Fourth Curtis. Fourth Curtis began as the solo project of singer-songwriter Lex Nowens. It has since expanded into an all-trans three-piece for live shows. Their music explores gender, disability, and mental illness through pissy, eccentric indie rock. When writing into Homoground, Lex briefly explained to us that they live with chronic pain due to a disability, and their biggest challenge is getting to live shows and practice. Regardless, Lex seems to get a lot done. They just put out a new music video as well for a track called Pretty Void. It's off of the album Hercules, which is what that first track I played for you came from. It was called Who Are You? And I'm assuming it's pronounced Hercules. It's spelled Hercules without the S. But anyway, you can find a link to that on our episode notes. Check out the video. Once you kind of get the backstory about Lex and the way they live their life, the video is pretty illuminating and it's very nicely done. I like it. Thank you so much, Fourth Curtis, for submitting your music to us. This next track is called Angeli. Enjoy.
This girl last night.
And that was Saramati Tears by Nagaland India's Abiogenesis. Howi, which is spelled H-O-W-E-Y, is a fusion of Naga music and other indigenous forms from the region. Arenla, the front woman, sings the untold stories of Nagaland. The Bamhum and the Tikzik are modern instruments born of band member Moa, who created them out of necessity as the band has learned to adapt their sound to new environments like music festivals and other acoustic settings not usually suited for indigenous music. The Tikzik is made from bamboo and can be classified as an unpitched percussion instrument wherein the player is able to tap their palm and finger while simultaneously playing single notes. And if you look at pictures of the band, you can usually see Arenla playing it. It's pretty cool looking. If you would like to find out more about Abiogenesis, you can check out their SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Abiogenesis, A-B-I-O-G-E-N-E-S-I-S. They're also on Facebook, and they have a YouTube channel. It's Abiogenesis 88. This next track is called Voices in Kisama. Enjoy.
Yeah.
And that was Black Dove by New Orleans-based Nancy. Nancy is the moniker of Johnny Ramage. He strives to emulate the angst, paranoia, and lack of identity in the South through noise and computer manipulations. When expressing his biggest challenge he faces, he mentioned the schism between the straight and LGBTQ scene in Louisiana and the lack of like-minded noise and experimental queer groups in the South. The track you heard first is called Zambian, and then we're going to move on to ending the episode with the track Territory. Nancy has just released an instrumental album of works, a little bit of a departure from his last two albums. It's called Rest in Pieces, and if you get on the episode notes for this show, homoground.com/episode175, we have a direct link to that album. Also, be sure to check out his website, nancynoise.com. Before I leave, I just want to thank adamale.com again for sponsoring Homoground. Remember, guys, get 25% off any single item and free shipping on your entire order in the USA if you enter the code AMPOD. It's A-M-P-O-D, all caps. Thank you for listening to Homoground. We're really excited for the new year coming up. Homoground is turning 5, and me and Scantron are celebrating our birthdays. Our birthdays are actually 7 days apart from one another. So maybe we're going to do something. We might have a little bit of a get-together here in New York. We're not sure yet, though, but just keep an eye on the website and on our Facebook for any upcoming announcements. And if we do something, we'd love to see you there. My theme music is All Over the News by Attempt. I hope you enjoy all the holiday parties. This is Jack Atcha, signing off.
Thank you.